All you Tiny Horse fans want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
The Pro.
Watermelons on the breakfast island
In the frail hand she grips the Nutribullet, and the bite of its blades reminds me of a future that I am in no way part of. And in a wall of photographs, in the downstairs second living room's TV area, I become her father and complain of mediocre theater in the daytime, and ice and single malt whiskey at night, of rising skirt hems, lowering IQs, and things just aren't built like they used to be. The absolute pinnacle of British engineering. Jack of hearts, I am looking at you, and you cannot tell I am more than the sum of my parts. I am looking at you with my best eyes, and I wish you could tell. I wish all my kids would stop dressing up like Richard Hell. I am locked away in a high-tech wraparound translucent blue tinted fortress, and you cannot touch me. I am invincible in these sunglasses. Cars are going beep, beep, beep. And there are so many roadmen on this street. And they cannot tell that I'm scared. I am invincible in these sunglasses. I'm modern Scott Walker. I'm a surprisingly smooth talker. And I'm invincible in these sunglasses.
Such a lean. back, 101.9. It's Wednesday. It's 2 o'clock. You're listening to CFNC. So you know it's the program. And stop. Wow, you guys actually ended on cue that time. It only took you 2 weeks of practice, but we finally got them. That track I just played was Sunglasses by the band Black Country New Road. And that's going to kick off the theme from today's episode. Today I'm going to be going into the post-rock, post-punk revival scene that happened in the early 2020s and a little bit before that out in Britain, and especially at the venue The Windmill. So I'm going to be covering the big bands that come out of that and kind of the impact it had on North American post-punk. So if you guys like that kind of thing, stay tuned, because I'm going to cut to some PSAs, and I'm going to be right back to introduce the next couple songs.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Welcome back to 101.9, and just picking up when I left off, The Windmill is a pub/venue in Brixton, London, that in the late 2010s, early 2020s, had a series of bands that kind of blew up all at the same time. Black Country New Road, the first song I played, that was one of the bands a punk of the scene. And a couple of the other big ones, and people say it's the big three, Black Midi, and my favorite band that I've played countless times already, Squid. And yeah, they all have an experimental, but yet all kind of follows under the post-punk umbrella, even though they're all insanely different styles. So yeah, up next we have Welcome to Hell.
Seen it all, and worse, much worse, son. of ages, too many to recall. Limbs rendered birds by the speed they flew off. A soup nothingness that once was your best friend. Motherless children and temptress widows. The wild, the useless, the dead, the untamable. Stay in the street, lucky I don't shoot on the spot. Our bullets were made for men like you, the impotent idiots God forgot. Tonight you decide which corner takes residence, which room looms forever in your mind. But now you're on your own, we don't need men like you.
I'll play my part.
Welcome back on 1.9 CFLC. This is the program. I'm your host, Nate. And today we're going into the little post-punk revival scene that's kind of been going on in the early 2020s. And that was Black Midi's Welcome to Hell, followed by Squid's Narrator. And I gotta say, the drummer from Black Midi, Morgan Simpson, is probably the best drummer I've ever heard. That song was a great example of his, insane fills and how fast he can drum. But if you guys listen to songs like BM, 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 953, and John L., you guys will see just how insane his drumming is. And the song after that, Narrating by Squid, is the best song I've ever seen live. Now, live, they didn't have Martha Sky Murphy. That was the lady at the end screaming. Instead, they used a synth to replicate that. And it was just surreal. The best, yeah. I can't say it other than the best song I've ever heard live. But coming up next, I'm going to be playing some more of this post-punk revival. But quickly, I'm going to take a detour into Canada. Now, in Black Country New Road song, they mentioned the man Richard Hell a few times. And he was the bassist from post-punk pioneering band Television. And a bunch of these artists are all influenced by Television, The Fall, especially Black Midi, with Greep. His narration in Welcome to Hell is very Monkey Smith-like. And, I'm going to be playing a new song by the Canadian band Cola that you can definitely tell has some Television influence on it. But yeah, without further ado, new track by Cola. Hope you guys like it.
Wait, how does it begin again?
That's how it starts. Summarize, there can be no motion if you like.
Back 101.9 CFNC, this is the program, and the two tracks you just heard were Cola's Pulling Quotes, followed by Family Man's OTAN. And the Family Man OTAN song is an activist song, I would say, against the drafting of innocent people to go fight in wars across the ocean. And I forgot to mention when I played narrating, I was talking about the fills of Morgan Simpson on Welcome to Hell, but I never mentioned the fills that Lewis does on narrating. And Lewis is, I would say, the lead guitarist of Squid, but it's really hard to define because each member plays multiple instruments. Even the drummer, he's the lead singer, and He has a drum pad and synth that he uses, especially on songs like Broadcasting, and only when they would do little shows, they would do a cover of Pigs by Robin Wyatt. And I'm going to cross the ocean again and not go back into Britain, but I'm going to be talking about my favorite Irish band and one of my favorite bands of all time, Fontaines D.C. And Fontaines D.C. have worked with the same producer that produced a lot of the early Windmill stuff, and that's producer Dan Carey. And he's worked with Black Midi on, I believe, the first two albums, and worked with Squid from all of the early stuff and the latest album, which is probably my favorite album of all time, O Monolith. The track I'm about to play is really reflective of how noisy his production can be. This next track is titled Nabokov, and is kind of Deftones-ish. Although the album Skinty Fia is very gothic, this one comes off as early 2000s hard rock, kind of, but still has all those goth undertones. But yeah, this album's about losing touch with the Irish identity, and I can kind of reflect that just being a descendant of Irish farmers that came over to Canada. I don't really have a real clear sense of history, and after taking a DNA test, I got 99% Irish. So I do feel like this album really speaks to me. But yeah, without further ado,
Nabokov by Fontaines D.C.
So good.
All right, welcome back, 101.9. That was Nabokov by Fontaines D.C., the closing of the album Skinty Fia, and I gotta say, real grungy, real hard rock, but so gothic at the same time. But yeah, speaking of grunge, a lot of these albums and artists wouldn't have the pathway that they're able to express themselves in now if it weren't from bands like Wolf Alice, Panque Quartz, and King Cruel. And I've already mentioned, but Television and The Fall as well. All these bands take at least a little bit of influence from these bands. But yeah, great stuff from all of them. I know this week I haven't been too creative with the intermissions, but that's just because I love talking about all of these bands. This scene is something I really enjoy listening to, and I'm really glad I grew up to witness all of this unfold right now. Now, I know Black Country New Road doesn't have Isaac Wood, and personally, I do not prefer them work without it, but there's a good chance that they'll drop some really good stuff later. The scene's not done, and I do truly believe bands like Fontaines DC and Squid, Geese, King Cruel even, have yet to drop their best record. Each album they drop continues to top the next, and I'm really excited to see how the scene kind of plays out from him. Canada really seems to be taking a hold of the whole post-punk scene right now, especially with the bands I've been playing and mentioned already today, like Cola, Family Man, and Crack Cloud. These bands have dropped some insane post-punk records that, if you guys haven't checked them out, I can't recommend them enough. Please do. Because I will be playing another Crack Cloud song, and if that doesn't seal the deal for you guys, then you just won't like it, I guess. But coming up next is a Young Act song before I play that final Crack Cloud song, and the song is titled 100% Indolence. And this song actually tells a really cool story about us discovering intelligent life on another planet, and it's kind of a reflection of our life here on Earth when it comes down to government and religion, but it then questions how we view death and kind of dives into how nobody really knows what happens when we die, so we just have to give every day our all because there's nothing else we can really do. And other than that hard-hitting storyline, I find it has some other lyrics that relate to my second year here at Queens. Waking up on my friend's sofas, leaving Nathan's house with no memory of it, and just hanging out with my friend Graham. But yeah, coming up next is 100% Endurance, followed by Lost on the Red Mile. And tune in next week because I have a special co-host and a little theme that I'll be promoting on social media at theprogram101.9 on Instagram. So yeah, have a good week, guys.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it, basically they'd discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them and every one of them, not one could give any hint of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is, and that's beautiful. I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else. It's a people. bullshit, but it's true. Come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's all right, I've fought more wars than I've had at dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode. Ah, but it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you can really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it, and shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you, and all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit. Cut it with 100% endurance.
Shades, they block the light.
too. But borders were closed that day. They said it was locust in the shape of a hurricane. When I look at fossils, I feel so accomplished. Watch how I'll join them. Be my apostle, recount my experience and all that was in between. From Veda to science, Augustine with Jahadim. The facts are a matter of fiction and platter. To reduce strife in this crap of life.
It's been said that football is a game of inches. even the smallest margin can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Elation and agony. The next round, or your final game. In 2023, the Gales were on the wrong side of that margin as they lost their home opener in dramatic, heartbreaking fashion to the Laurier Golden Hawks. Now the Gales find themselves in the role of the Road Warriors, traveling to Laurier's home turf, hungry for revenge. Who will prevail in this clash of Vanier Cup contenders? On Saturday, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the pulse-pounding action. The CFRC pregame show will begin at 12:45 p.m. with a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff time. We hope you'll join us for this classic clash between two powerhouse programs.
Hey everyone, David here from In The House. If you like the music you're hearing right now, then tune in every Thursday at 11 p.m. for a live DJ set, bringing you the latest and greatest future house, deep house, and everything else EDM. It's got everything from some of the biggest names in the scene to small producers just starting to get their career off the ground.